Fair, Biden's Chaotic Afghan Migration Imports Fraud. By Neil Monroe on August 31, 2021. The government programs that import people from chaotic countries, such as Iraq and Afghanistan, are riddled with fraud and national security risks. According to a report by the Federation for American Immigration Reform, FAIR, President Joe Biden's deputies have already admitted many thousands, perhaps 25,000, Afghan migrants with little or no vetting. Once in the United States, the unvetted migrants can use U.S. lawyers to slow or prevent their repatriation, even after committing crimes. Conducting an extensive vetting process before the entry of any foreign national is common sense and must be a part of any policy that includes bringing refugees or SIV, special immigrant visas, applicants into the country, FAIR reported on August 31. FAIR continued. Mass refugee resettlement in the states, with no adequate vetting procedure, would simply be an attempt to correct our mistakes in Afghanistan by making new mistakes that place American citizens and Afghan refugees alike at risk. Biden's left-wing supporters and migration advocates are urging the inflow of more than 1 million Afghan consumers, renters, and workers, based on the moral claims that some Afghans risked their lives to help modernize their undeveloped Islamic country. This push is backed by business lobbies and progressives, even though nearly all Afghans support Sharia law, which would define crimes and penalties according to Islam's founding document, the Quran. Sharia law also rejects the legitimacy of many Western laws, such as free speech protections and protections for young girls who may be sold off to older men. For example, many Afghans jumped on U.S. evacuation aircraft regardless of eligibility. The New York Times reported August 31. Instead, in the first few frenzied days under the Taliban, when rumors swirled of American planes transporting Afghans directly to the United States, thousands of people without passports, visas or identification cards flooded Kabul's airport and were placed on Doha-bound planes. There are shopkeepers whose stores were next to the airport, members of the security forces who abandoned their posts there and employees of Cam Air, an Afghan airline, still in their uniforms after jumping on planes. Prior importation programs provide useful examples of the costs and risks, FAIR reported. More than 100,000 Iraqi refugees have been resettled in the United States, amid widespread evidence of fraud and abuse led to the program's temporary suspension in early 2021. Around 4,000 Iraqi nationals are suspected of filing fraudulent applications for the Direct Access Program. To date, more than 500 already admitted refugees have been involved in the alleged fraud and may be subject to deportation and/or revocation of their acquired citizenship. This massive uncovering has led U.S. authorities to re-examine more than 104,000 other cases. The report cited some of the crimes committed by Iraq's migrants into the United States. According to the indictment, three foreign nationals have also been accused of money laundering, fraud, and records theft. These men allegedly stole information from the State Department's Worldwide Refugee Admissions Processing System that was used to assist applicants in fraudulently gaining admission into the U.S. Numerous government reports have pointed out corruption and fraud in the immigration programs, FAIR reported. In total, 45 of 70 relevant Refugee Affairs Division (RAD) TRIP reports recently analyzed by the GAO identified major concerns with the quality of certain case files, including missing documentation. The report also found that the Department of Homeland Security has not conducted quality assurance assessments (QAA) of refugee adjudications since FY 2015. The Department of Justice announced on August 2019. Newark, New Jersey. An Afghani citizen and United States lawful permanent resident was indicted today by a federal grand jury for his role in a scheme to smuggle undocumented aliens from Afghanistan to the United States. Mujib Rahman Saifi, 32, is an Afghanistan national who received a special immigrant visa and became a U.S. lawful permanent resident in 2009, after serving as an interpreter for the U.S. military in Afghanistan. Since 2009, Saifi has resided in New York and Newark. Saifi was charged in the District of New Jersey with conspiracy to smuggle aliens to the United States, encouraging and inducing alien smuggling, and attempting to bring aliens to the United States. If convicted, Saifi faces a maximum sentence of 10 years in prison and a $250,000 fine, as well as forfeiture. Refugees also bring their home country politics with them, generating many investigations into emerging terror threats, Fair reported. Accepting such risk is reckless and unconscionable, Fair said, adding. Clearly, the refugee program in the United States already struggles with vetting issues and an alarming rate of fraudulent applications. Weakening or eliminating our vetting process while simultaneously increasing admissions is a recipe for disaster. People seeking to support or commit terrorist attacks here will try to enter through our refugee program, said Attorney General Jeff Sessions. In fact, today more than 300 people who came here as refugees are under FBI investigation for potential terrorism-related activities, he said in March 2017. Overall, Biden's government is expected to import 1.6 million migrants in 2021, or roughly one migrant for every two American births in the year. This policy extracts many new workers, consumers, and renters from poor countries for the benefit of U.S. employers, investors, and government agencies, and also to eventually deliver many potential voters to the Democratic Party. This policy of extraction migration damages ordinary Americans' career opportunities, cuts their wages and raises their housing costs. More migration also means that coastal investors can hire cheap foreign labor on the coasts instead of investing in heartland jobs or deploying wage-boosting robots. Immigration also shrinks Americans' political clout and wrecks their open-minded, equality-promoting civic culture.